Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of News That You Can Use. Not just the economic podcast, but the health and wellness podcast as well. I want to continue talking about on this Tuesday wellness. So I've created a short podcast with three different audio clips taken from YouTube, readily available if you want to watch the videos as well. The first is from a pharmacist, and her name is Susie Cohen, who's authored several books. The latest, where she talked about diabetes, but this clip affects thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people around the world, ladies and gentlemen. So I wanted to take three of these. The first one, she talks about reversing or lessening the effects of high blood pressure. Many people are taking medication for this, but there are ways to help your system, help your body manage high blood pressure without the harsh effects of the pills. The second clip you're going to hear is from an African-American, and his name is Dwayne McCulley. He's a engineer who had type 2 diabetes and went into a diabetic coma, and the doctors wanted to amputate his legs. But Dwayne, being the engineer that he was, knew there had to be a way to reverse it. And with the help of his mother, with the help of his sister, came up with a system, ladies and gentlemen, to reverse diabetes in his body. And he's written a book about it, and he speaks about this as well. He's also on YouTube, and you can see a lecture that he gave on reversing diabetes and see some of the charts that he uses to help educate people. And the third is from a clip from a YouTube video also, and a DVD called The Corporation. And this segment, about 9 or 10 minutes, talks about Monsanto, the huge chemical agribusiness corporation that has so much control over what's in the foods, ladies and gentlemen, from the corn that's been genetically modified to the thousands of processed foods that are on the shelves that we eat. Thousands and thousands of products, even the genetically modified corn and feed that's given to animals. So I wanted to bring this up because, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't have a podcast on Thursday because I truly had to contemplate what is happening to society right now with the economy, with even our health and wellness. And it's headed in the direction, ladies and gentlemen, that if we don't start looking, honestly looking at what's happening to us and around us with the loss of our liberties, with the control over the foods that we're eating, we won't have an America. We won't have the kind of culture that we have been used to and accustomed to. Because it's all tied together, ladies and gentlemen. The more junk food that we eat, the more unstable, the more docile we become. So we don't fight back. We don't mount up a resistance. And many of us just go along to get along. And I understand, and I truly understand, it's vital that you provide for your families food, clothing, and shelter. But what else is there beyond just having the necessities? If we don't truly see beyond just that, and the entertainment pop culture where Lindsay Lohan is released from jail and she's depressed, Fantasia, did she truly commit or try to commit suicide from pain medication or aspirin and sleeping pills? Ladies and gentlemen, all of these are symptoms of a society that's caught up in the wrong things. Meanwhile, we're being lied to and looted from the bank accounts, the pension funds, and every other aspect. And the foods that we're eating are being altered so that our bodies cannot break them down and get true nutrition from them. And we think it's okay because we're still living longer and managing it with dis-ease. So let's get into the clips, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to listen at the very last clip at the reporter is telling us about the news and their true responsibility to us, the viewers, and why I continually say, turn off the television.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, and I've been a pharmacist for 20 years, and one of the most popular questions I get in the pharmacy is, what can I do to lower my blood pressure rather than take all of these horrible drugs? So I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, and also I'm going to focus on the urinary tract. Believe it or not, those two things are connected, the urinary tract and blood pressure, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But first I want to tell you I am the author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and that's my book, and Real Solutions from Head to Toe. Thank you. And the first supplement that I want to show you is asparagus extract. Asparagus as in
asparagus.
The produce and the vegetable that you can buy at any grocery store. I love asparagus. I love to saute it with a little feta cheese. But when you buy it in supplement form, you get a bigger dose. And it's wonderful because it's a diuretic. It's a water pill. And what that means is basically it makes you pee a lot. And so A, you want to take it in the morning so you're not running to the potty all night. And B, when you pee a lot, you decrease the fluid volume and the pressure of the blood that's flowing through your arteries and capillaries. So that's how it lowers blood pressure. But diuretics are wonderful. And asparagus in particular has been very helpful for people with urinary tract symptoms and repeated cystitis and things of this nature. Asparagus is very high in zinc and selenium, which are two minerals which power your immune system, so it's a great source of those minerals, and it's also very high in folic acid. And folic acid is helpful because it protects the heart, and it lowers this bad inflammatory chemical called homocysteine. Many of you have had that tested by your doctor, and so this is a wonderful way to reduce homocysteine and also lower blood pressure. Asparagus. The next one is dandelion. Don't go rummaging through your neighbor's yard for flowers, okay? That's not the same thing. It's a purified extract of a special form of dandelion, but this is a natural diuretic. It comes straight from nature, and I love dandelion. Also, Uva Ursi. This has a strange name, doesn't it? Uva Ursi is wonderful. Even the German Commission E has sanctioned Uva Ursi because they have approved it to treat inflammation of the lower urinary tract. It's that good. And Uva Ursi can help you if you have kidney stones. Also, it reduces this chemical called uric acid, which is wonderful if you have gout. So Uva Ursi can help for that. And it also helps with pancreatitis, believe it or not. It helps with the pancreas and healing those tissues there. So if you have an inflamed pancreas, talk to your doctor about how Uva Ursi could help you. Now, green tea extract. Green tea extract is just like it sounds. It's green tea leaves, and they extract the chemical, the major chemical, Camellia sinensis. I can say that, right? Sinensis. Can pronounce multisyllabic drugs, and I'm having trouble with green tea extract. But anyway, this one can make you drowsy. So I would take it actually in the morning and see how you do, because it is a diuretic. So again, you're going to be running to the bathroom. So you want to take it in the morning. Now, if you get drowsy, because that's very common with green tea extract, it can be sedating. It contains an ingredient that might make some people drowsy, then in that case, I would take it at night and let it help you rest. How about that? So that's what I have to say about the urinary tract and how to reduce blood pressure and lower blood volume, and I hope this helps you. I'll see you next time.
The white bread, right. The rice, right. Anything that's white, potatoes, yep. Bad for you.
Yep, yep.
Next is refined sugar, sweets, and corn syrup. Mm-hmm. I love sugar.
Yeah. And see,
but bad for you.
Yeah. And what we have to understand is that it's not that people need to just, oh, you can't eat these anymore. Because that's what I was told. You can never eat these foods.
Okay.
Okay.
When you say dead, though, what do you mean by dead?
It's just a term I came up with to kind of grab attention.
It sure got my attention. You mean nutritionally void?
Nutritionally deficient. Exactly.
Okay.
Dead kind of gets right to it. These foods will eventually make you dead.
All right, trans fats we've heard a lot about. Exactly. A lot of companies are now not making food with trans fats.
They're trying.
Saturated fats, okay, mm-hmm. which is the pork and the ham and the bacon, yeah. and drugs. You mentioned smoking, mm-hmm. alcohol, and of course, caffeine. Come on, Dwayne, you're hurting me here.
But again, here's what I want everyone to understand. Okay. It's not that you have to stop eating all of these.
Okay.
The key, what I usually recommend to type 2 diabetics is make only one change. Breakfast.
Okay.
Don't try to change the world, because if you do, you're probably going to fail. And most people, when they go on diets, they don't feel good. You ever notice a person on diet?
They're not happy. They're cranky.
Exactly. They're cranky. Yeah.
So change one thing. Change breakfast. Okay.
Change breakfast.
Coming up, we're going to show you how you can do that. We're going to show you the program that Dwayne created that he now teaches to diabetics through many workshops.
Yes.
I know doctors have called upon you and said, could you come talk to our type 2 diabetic group? And we'll show you that healthy breakfast. Maybe you'll learn a thing or two when we come back. We promise it won't hurt a bit. It won't. Right, Dwayne?
It won't hurt.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this Many Voices, Many Visions. Today, we're talking about diabetes, and we're interviewing a man named Dwayne McCauley. Thanks for being with us, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Dwayne wrote a book called Death to Diabetes, and it's a book that a lot of diabetics, type 2 diabetics, have read. It comes with advice on how to make yourself healthy again, and eventually maybe get yourself off medicine and live a healthier life.
Yeah.
You survived a diabetic coma, and you came back many ways stronger than ever before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're an engineer, so you come to this with a scientific background.
Right.
Before we went to the break, we talked about the five foods that people eat that are not the healthiest. Okay, you call them dead foods. Let's lighten things up. Talk about the five live foods, the foods that are life-giving and have some nutritional value.
Yeah.
We could take a look at that.
Sure. The number one. And my mother said, make this number one. vegetables. Vegetables contain specific phytonutrients that actually help to initiate the repair process within our cells. So vegetables are very important.
Now, wait a minute. You're pushing vegetables, not a pill or a product.
Yeah, right.
Some people look at you kind of funny and go, it's vegetables?
Yeah. Yeah, because the nutritional people, they Dwayne, sell my pill. No. And I don't want to get overly religious here, but you kind of got two choices. God created vegetables. Man created pills. I was dying. you got to make a choice, God or man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with God.
Yeah.
Well, actually, my mother went that way. I kind of went along with my mother. And there's a lot of research that's been done on broccoli, Brussels sprouts, spinach.
The green stuff, crunchy stuff.
Yeah.
That we
or even the bright colored vegetables, the red peppers, the yellow peppers, the orange peppers, all the bright colored vegetables. That bright color or that green color, those are carotenoids. These are nutrients. Medical science has proven that these are good for you. In my book, I list all the clinical studies. I didn't create this. It already existed. All I did is the research that I was taught to do as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came across all the research, and I looked at the South Beach diet, the Atkins diet, the Rosedale diet, every diet in the book, analyzed that diet from a nutritional science standpoint. They all had their good aspects. They all had their bad aspects. And then I looked at the human body. What does the human body require at the cellular level to be healthy? And came up with a model based on that.
I love that. So liquids, water, raw fruit juices, filtered water. Why not just tap water?
Yeah. Well, tap water contains
maybe you don't want to tell me.
Too many hard minerals.
Okay.
And it puts a strain on your kidneys.
Okay.
And
lean protein. I've heard a lot about this. Mm. You're a big fan of salmon.
Mm. Yeah, I used to hate salmon.
Yeah.
But once my mother taught me how to prepare it, and there's a local woman here in Rochester. She's called the Phantom Chef.
Uh-huh.
People at work paid her to come to my house to prepare some meals.
Oh, I know the Phantom Chef. Yeah. Yes. So she's been on our broadcast before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she taught me how to prepare some of these foods. And once you learn how to prepare salmon properly, ooh, it's so good.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I like it better than a steak. We'll have to talk about that.
I mean, steak, but steak is also good for you.
Okay.
When prepared properly.
Red meat is okay. Right. Okay, so
I
meat
this
protein.
I know people are going,
I know.
This is crazy.
Okay.
But if you prepare the red meat properly, if you buy or organic beef, free-range beef, if you marinate it with extra virgin olive oil and a little bit of lemon juice to break down the arachidonic acid within that meat, beef can actually be healthy for you.
All right, that's good to hear. Unsaturated omega-3 fats, the olive oils,
yes.
The omega-3s, which are in the
fish,
salmon,
the nuts and seeds.
But if you don't like salmon, you can eat the eggs. And we talked about organic eggs.
Omega-3s.
Okay,
yep.
Organic whole grains. Okay, because I like grain. I like bread. Can I eat it? Can I still
eat it? If you eat organic living bread, it's called sprouted grain bread. It's stores like Wegmans sells it. It's called sprouted grain bread. It's in the frozen section. It's a living food. That's why it's frozen. Most bread is sold out in the aisles. That's dead.
But isn't it enough to have the whole wheat label on it? The whole
stone? Not if you're diabetic.
Okay.
If you truly want to eat the best of the best, you want to eat living food. So a sprouted grain bread is a living food. Most of the other bread is made with flour. And flour just doesn't metabolize well within our body.
All right, so now you've got the five live superfoods. I want to take a look at a meal model. Okay, so what are you eating, Duane, to get healthy? This is what I want to know. Let's take a look at this next, we've got this next slide here for you that explains what a healthy meal consists of.
Right.
And you mentioned starting with breakfast.
Yes.
That's
yes.
very simple for a lot of people,
yep.
okay?
Yep. Yeah, breakfast is truly, our mothers were right. Okay? My mother was right. Breakfast is very powerful. And a good example of a powerful breakfast instead of eating grains such as cereal in the morning or oatmeal, have a vegetable such as 1.5 cups of steamed broccoli or 2 cups of steamed spinach.
But vegetables for breakfast?
Yep. And see, here's what we got to understand. Why do we eat cereal for breakfast? If you take a look at the human body, it only makes sense for a child maybe to have cereal in the morning to give them the energy. As we grow up, our bodies don't require that extra sugar that you get from cereal. What you really want are healing nutrients because your body just spent 7-8 hours sleeping, detoxing. So your cells are open. They want the best of the best. So why not give your body the best?
So the carbohydrate is the vegetable?
Exactly.
Okay, so is there any room in this for a muffin? I mean, you know, like a Thomas's English muffin.
Mm-hmm. It's better to eat the muffin for lunch. Again, I'm talking you're a type 2 diabetic.
I see, okay.
Now,
so
if you're not a type 2 diabetic, then you have obviously a lot more flexibility.
All right, so you consist the meal consists of a carbohydrate, which mm-hmm. is the vegetable.
Exactly.
A protein like the salmon.
Or the organic free-range egg.
Okay, yeah. You prepare this with a little olive oil or mm-hmm. some other
yep.
type of
you always
fat?
Use always use a olive oil. Olive oil is the best of the best in terms of plant oils.
All right. Is there any room in this breakfast for coffee? Because, Duane, I get mm-hmm. up at 2:30.
Yep. See, there's nothing wrong with having a cup of coffee. There's nothing wrong with eating ice cream. I eat ice cream.
Okay.
I eat apple pie. But as I discuss in my book, there's a healthy way to eat ice cream. There's a healthy way to enjoy apple pie. There's a healthy way to enjoy steak. Okay? So that diagram is just an outline, a guide, a protocol. And once you understand the protocol, the formula, you now take what you love and you build a program around that.
Okay. I know that in your book you mentioned going out to eat, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a section on going out to restaurants.
Yeah.
So for people at home watching, thinking, oh my God, this is so restrictive, mm-hmm. I can't eat this way,
yeah.
You're saying that there is a way to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned...
What Fox Television told us was that we were just the people to be the investigators.
Do any stories you want, ask tough questions, and get answers. So we thought, this is great, this is a dream job, fantastic. The very first thing they had us do was not to research stories, but to shoot this promo, which was The Investigators.
Uncovering the truth, getting results, protecting you.
And they had a film crew and a smoke machine, and we were silhouetted.
One of the first stories that Jane came up with was the revelation that most of the milk in the state of Florida and throughout much of the country was adulterated with the effects of bovine growth hormone, the artificial hormone that farmers were injecting into their cows so that they would produce more milk.
With Monsanto, I didn't realize how effectively a corporation could work to get something on the marketplace. The levels of coordination they had to have. They had to get university professors into the fold. They had to get experts into the fold. They had to get reporters into the fold. They had to get the public into the fold. And of course, the FDA, let's not leave them out. They had to get the federal regulators convinced that this was a fine and safe product to get it onto the marketplace. And they did that. They did that very, very well.
It's a great time to be a high-producing cow. Posilac One Step, Bovine Somatotropin by Monsanto.
The federal government basically rubber-stamped it before they put it on the marketplace. The longest test they did for human toxicity was 90 days on 30 rats.
Posilac is the single most tested new product in history and is now available to you specifically so you can increase your profit potential.
And then either Monsanto misreported the results to the FDA, or the FDA didn't bother to look in depth at Monsanto's own studies.
The scientists within Health Canada looked very carefully at bovine growth hormone and came to very different conclusions than the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. did.
Monsanto's engineered growth hormone did not comply with safety requirements. It could be absorbed by the body and therefore did have implications for human health. Mysteriously, that conclusion was deleted from the final published version of their report.
They knew there were problems. They saw serious potential human health problems, and they stood up in Canada and said, we're not going to approve this because we don't believe it's safe.
We have been pressured and coerced to pass drugs of questionable safety, including the RBST. I personally was very concerned that there's a very serious problem of secrecy, conspiracy, and things of that nature, and something needs to be done.
The FDA was then on the hot seat. They had to come up with an answer. They didn't come up with a good one. And they never took the opportunity then. I mean, what would they do? Pull it off the market and say, we need to now do the job that we didn't do the first time? They didn't do that.
We wrote the story. We had it ready a week beforehand. They bought ads.
Farmers in the milk industry say it's safe, but studies suggest a link to cancer. Don't miss this special report from the investigator.
That Friday night before the Monday this series was to begin, the fax machine spit out a letter from this very high-priced lawyer in New York that Monsanto had hired. It contained a lot of things that were just off the wall false, just demonstrably false. But if you didn't know the story and you didn't know how we had gone about producing it, it would have scared you as a broadcaster, as a manager.
And they decided that they would pull the story and they would just check it one more time.
But the bottom line was that there was no factual errors in that story. Both sides had been heard from. Both sides had had an opportunity to speak.
1 week later, Monsanto sent the second letter. And this was even more strongly worded. And it said there will be dire consequences for Fox News if the story airs in Florida. And this time they freaked. They were afraid of being sued, and they were also afraid of losing advertising dollars at all of the stations owned by Rupert Murdoch. And he owned more television stations than any other group in America. That's 22 television stations. That's a lot of advertising dollars for Roundup, Aspartame, NutraSweet, and other products.
So we got into a battle. And the first deal was the new general manager.
And his name's Dave. And Dave is a salesman. And, you know, he'd pump your hand. How you doing? How you doing?
Called us upstairs to his office and he said, what would you say if I killed this piece? What if it never ran? And we said, well, you know, we wouldn't be very happy about that. And he said, well, I could kill it, you know. And we said, yes, of course, you're the manager. You could kill it. It would never air. And he's hemming and he's hawing and he's back and he's forth. And we couldn't figure out, what is this all about? And finally he blurted out, look, would you tell anybody? You know, I said, I'm not going to lie for you. About a week later, calls us back to the office and says, okay, we'd like you to make these changes. In fact, you will make these changes. He said, well, look, let us show you the research that we have that shows that this information you want us to broadcast isn't true. To which he replies, I don't care about that. I said, pardon me? And he said, that's what I have lawyers for. Just write it the way the lawyers want it written. I said, you know, this is news. This is important. This is stuff people need to know. And I'll never forget, he didn't pause a beat, and he said, we just paid $3 billion for these television stations. We'll tell you what the news is. The news is what we say it is. I said, I'm not doing that. And he said, well, he said, if you refuse to present this story the way we think it should be presented, you'll be fired for insubordination. I said, I will go to the Federal Communications Commission and I will report that I was fired from my job by you, the licensee of these public airwaves, because I refused to lie to people on the air. And it's thank you very much. You'll hear from us right away. Well, 24 hours came and went. And we didn't hear a thing. And about a week later, he calls us back, and now we've changed strategies. How about if we pay you some money and you just go away? And I said, how much money? Because, you know, when somebody offers to bribe you like that, I always want to know if it might be worth it.
He was going to offer us the rest of our year's salary if we had agreed not to talk about what Monsanto had done, to not talk about the Fox corporate response in suppressing the story, and to not talk about the story, not talk about BGH again, anywhere, not take the story to another news organization. Just sip up.
I said, you mean if I want to go to my daughter's PTA meetings and explain what's in the school milk at the school lunch program? I can't. No, you can never speak about this anywhere.
And Steve says, okay, write it up. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Write it up. And I didn't say anything. And Dave, he wrote it up. And he FedExed it to us a couple days later. And he said, are you going to sign? And we said, nah, Dave, we're not going to sign that. And he said, we'll send it back, okay? I said, nah, Dave, we're not going to send that back.
It was, okay, we can't buy you out. We can't shut you up. Let's get the story on the air in a way that we can all agree it will go on the air. And we started rewriting and editing with their lawyers.
Well, during this eight-month review process, I say, jokingly, they did things like, for example, they wanted to take out the word cancer. You don't have to identify what the potential problem is. But just say human health implications. Any criticism of Monsanto or its product, they either removed it or minimized it. And it was very, very clear, I would say, almost every edit they made to the piece, that was the aim.
And we changed this and this and this, and then that wasn't good enough. Okay, now change this and this and this. Now change this and this. Version after version after version, 83 times.
83 times is unheard of. It doesn't happen. You shouldn't have to rewrite something 83 times. Obviously, they didn't want to put the thing on the air, and they were trying to drive us crazy and get us to quit or wait until the first window in our contract so that they could fire us.
They, in effect, announced that they were going to fire us for no cause. Well, this was a little much.
And Steve wrote a letter to the lawyer in Atlanta, whose name is Carolyn Forrest, the Fox corporate lawyer.
And I said, you know, this isn't about being fired for no cause. You're firing us because we refused to put on the air something that we knew and demonstrated to be false and misleading. That's what this is about. And because we put up a fight, because we stood up to this big corporation, and we stood up to your editors, and we stood up to your lawyers, and we said to you, look, there ought to be a principle higher than just making money.
She wrote a letter back and said, you are right. That's exactly what it was. You stood up to us on this story, and that's why we're letting you go.
Jane sued Fox under Florida's whistleblower statute, which protects those who try to prevent others from breaking the law. But her appeal court judges found that falsifying news isn't actually against the law.
Florida's appellate court has ruled in favor of Fox 13. You may recall that Jane Akre, a former reporter here, sued Fox 13 in a whistleblower lawsuit, claiming she was fired for refusing to distort her report. The appeals court today threw that case out, saying Ms. Akre had no whistleblower claim against the station based on news distortion. Fox 13 Vice President and General Manager Bob Linger says the station has been completely vindicated by the ruling.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not me saying this. This was a news station reporter basically outright telling you that the reporters that did this story, the ones that were fired, had no recourse except but to go to the courts and try to get their jobs back, to sue, to do what they thought that was right. But the station, the television station that fired them, was in their right to fire them, and that they had a responsibility to do nothing to tell the truth as a station. That telling a lie when it comes to the news is not against the law. And it may not be, ladies and gentlemen, but the question is, if it's not against the law, then how do we know what we're being given in the form of news from all of these wonderful agencies that are fair and balanced and covering the globe to give you the news around the clock, fair and balanced? How do we know what we're being told is the truth about anything? Because the real truth, ladies and gentlemen, is that just as any business is in the business of making a profit, these news stations are in the business of making a profit as well. And the only way that they do that is through their advertisers. It's not from you sitting there watching the program, it's from you buying the products. And the majority of advertising on television right now is pharmaceutical drugs. So who are we really beholden to? You decide. We'll be back on Thursday.